Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Two people enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeets?
Can You Beat Jeets is brought to you by Palace Law. All week long, we're playing for tickets for you to go see Everclear September 15th. Crystal Ballroom. Let's get a player. Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
David,
welcome to the Roctagon. Jeets' overall record right now, 83-8. Mm. You are currently 0-0 as you got beat yesterday.
Yeah, took one on the chin yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all right. Boy. That's all right. That's just an opportunity to start the greatest streak of all time starting today versus David.
You're right. That is an opportunity. David,
it's funny.
He's weak. He's down. You got a chance to win Everclear tickets.
It's funny that you mentioned my overall record as I played David, because if you think about it, he's playing Goliath.
Wow. All right. Let's go, fellas. Name is your buzzer. Question number one. By the way, the first one to get three right will be your winner. Who won the IndyCar race at PIR on Sunday?
We were talking about this, too. Jeets, I'm not going to get it. It was Terry Boyd because he got a race in an IndyCar.
You know, I should accept that, but I'm not. Go ahead, David.
I don't have a guess.
Will Power.
If there's
ever a name for a guy for a race car driver, Will Power went wire to wire. Question number two. Who played the blind character in the movie Tommy?
God, I'm going to blank on that one, too.
Tommy, I don't know.
It wasn't David Bowie. I'll say David Bowie.
I'll say
Tommy Hilfiger. Let me change.
Not David Bowie or Tommy Hilfiger. David?
I have no idea.
Roger Daltrey of The Who.
That's one of The Who's famous operas.
All right, question number three. What city is home to the University of Oregon?
Jeets. That would be Eugene.
Throw an easy one in there for you guys. All right, question number four. What did my true love give to me on the 12th day of Christmas?
Jeets. The 12 drummers or whatever.
12 drummers drumming is right. David, you're down to a zip.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it could be a route here. question number five.
That's the laugh of Goliath.
What river is the setting for the novel The Adventures of Huck Finn?
David. Mississippi
is correct. Question number six. What TV show featured the fictional band Jesse and the Rippers?
Jeets. That would be Full House, John Stamos' band.
Boom. I knew that was probably one of your wheelhouses. Nice job. Jeets gets
Good
back
job.
On a roll. David, sorry, that was almost nearly a round, but you don't get Everclear tickets, but you know what you do get to enjoy?
You get to enjoy this live and in person right now. Come on.
One more time.
Goliath for the win.
Give you a chance to win Everclear tickets again tomorrow morning right around 7:35. If you ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets, easy to find.
Right there on Terry Boyd's World's Podcast. Download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's World's Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.